Look, why don't we play a commercial that I did one time for the Chunking Chow Mein Corporation, and this is typical of the Freebergian approach to advertising, which is really kind of counter to the way Madison Avenue would normally do it, you know.
95% of the people in the USA are buying Chunking Chow Mein.
Hold it, please. That's not exactly true. Only 5% of the people are buying it. 95% have never bought a single can.
You want us to say that?
Why not? Lay it on the line. Let's have a little truth in advertising for a change.
All right.
Correction, 95% of the people in the USA are not buying Chunking Chow Mein.
That's better.
It could be that they don't like the label. Or simply think it isn't going to be very good. But should that 95% of the people ever try Chunking, we're going to eat Chunking Chow Mein for the rest of their life.
Wouldn't that get a little monotonous?
Okay.
For the rest of the week.
How about occasionally?
You want to add anything else?
Well, just a little soy sauce, maybe.
There you have it. Now, the man that owned the Chunking Corporation hated that commercial when he heard it. He really was livid because he said, why did you tell people that only 5% of America was eating my product, you know? And I said, because it's the truth. And he said, but 95% of the people not eating it just sounds so terrible, you know? And I said, but it's the truth. That's what you have to tell them. He said, let me ask you this. Would you buy 90? You know, somehow that would make it all right to him. If I would settle for 90, and I said, no, not 90, because it's not the truth. Anyhow, we said it's truth in advertising, so you have to tell them the truth. And I put it on the air, and his sales went up about 33%. Immediately, they went up 60% increase. And he didn't argue with me then for a long time.